It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp, and former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is headed to Washington, D.C. and the U.S. Senate. His win is a pickup for Democrats trying to gain a majority in the Senate while races in other states are still undecided. Hickenlooper outpolled incumbent Republican Senator Cory Gardner. Republican Lauren Boebert is the winner in Colorado's 3rd congressional district. Here's CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
Boebert is a political newcomer who's become well-known across the country for her strong embrace of President Trump and gun rights and her attacks on Democrats. She gave her victory speech from her restaurant in Rifle.
I'm a mom. I'm a business owner. I'm an ordinary, average citizen, just like all of you. And we're tired of politicians. We're fed up with it. And that's why we're doing our part.
Boebert defeated 5-term incumbent Congressman Scott Tipton in the primary earlier this year. She's the first woman to represent the district, which stretches from western Colorado to Pueblo. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
After a contentious election season, voters in Colorado say they hope people around the country can reunite to try to work for the common good. Sean Kristoff voted in southwest Denver. He says he's hoping the election results lead to unity.
That's what I would love to see, is just a calm understanding that this is what our country wants, regardless of the outcome.
Colorado saw a record voter turnout this year. Denver's older elementary school students may return to school if the city's COVID-19 rates stabilize. Denver Superintendent Susana Cordova says that depends on whether people follow public health orders.
The number of people that I see who are still outside in large groups, not wearing masks, engaging in activities outside, is part of what I believe is creating the conditions that are impeding our ability to bring all kids together.
3rd through 5th graders return to remote learning this week in Denver, while coronavirus cases are rising in the city. Nearly 700 inmates at the El Paso County Jail have tested positive for COVID-19. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says it asked the Colorado National Guard to help test more than 1,000 inmates at the jail in Colorado Springs. More than 50 staff members have tested positive. None of the inmates have been hospitalized. In the Springs this morning, 51 degrees, 48 in Denver. Front range highs will be in the 70s this afternoon. This is CPR News.